Hi, welcome. It's week four. Steph is eating. Maria is here because she got ashamed. She wasn't there last week, which is lies. Maria never gets it. She gets ashamed. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I don't care.
Exactly. Yes. We're here today. I guess it's going to be a therapy session for Steph because for obvious reasons. Yes. Because both of us, like Maria and I, are pretty good, who could guess? Because, Steph, it was first 2 weeks that you had it. Everything went your way. But
just full disclosure, I didn't even take notes this week because
she was devastated.
So I have notes for the Chargers game, but all of the other games, I just said, fuck it. And I was too depressed to even bother doing anything because nothing went right this week. Not my team, not my picks. And my fantasy was terrible.
NFL does not like you.
Nope, not a good week.
Not a good week. All right, let's begin with Browns winning over Steelers. And you both pick Steelers. So, yeah, I picked Browns. And for some reason, 29-17.
Yeah, cool. But I instantly regretted it, though.
You instantly regretted it. But, you know, that's what you get for supporting Steelers.
No, but I honestly thought this would be a closer game than it was.
Yeah, but if you have Mitchell Trubisky as your quarterback and TJ Watt being absent.
I think it's gonna feel that. I think that is I think that's gonna be their downfall, that their defense won't work as good as it would have with TJ Watt.
Yeah, but just imagine how sad it is when your whole defense is basically one person. Okay, two.
Yeah, that is sad, but it's like a lot of teams.
Yeah. When they are gonna let their Kenny Pickett guy out instead of Mitchell? because I think fans want it already for obvious reasons, if you can see. 29-17 versus Browns, and Browns are not a good team.
No, but that's why it surprises me. Because I felt like it would be closer. Because, come on, Browns is playing with Jacoby Brissett, who's not a good quarterback either.
I mean, he's a good backup, let's be honest. Like, for backup role, he's fine.
Yeah, for a backup, yeah, but still.
But he's starting.
That's because of massages.
Oh, yeah. But otherwise, I have nothing to complain about it. Because, I mean, I have to admit that Cooper trade was good. Okay, I have to admit it. Amari Cooper does his job compared to the other trade that's been done. But otherwise, like, I'm happy the Steelers lost. That's it. That's what I need. No matter who beats Steelers, I'm good, except probably, I don't know. I cannot even imagine who's that. Yeah, I just want to go straight to Chargers, but I don't. We'll go Bears, Texans, and you know what? Bears are 2-1 and 2-0 at home. Like, first game at home, they won because of rain, all right? Now they won over Texans, and it's not a big win. It's 23-20, it's barely.
It was a very close game.
Yeah, it was a very close game, but they, I don't know, I feel like Bears positively affected by the fact that Matt
Honestly, yeah, but also, if there's one team that actually has a very high home field advantage, it has to be Bears.
Yeah,
because their home field is horrible.
I know, I've been there.
Yeah, and they play there, so
yeah,
so they know how.
And they don't even practice on that field in the suburbs, though. And they go, they only play games Soldier Field.
But what happens except they play in games there? Anything? Nothing?
What, on Soldier Field?
Yeah.
It's concerts mostly.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, look at the field.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And exactly. I've been there to a concert. I've been there to see a football game. I've been there several times. So it's like, and it's always been that horrible. So for years. And I guess that's why they're also moving to Arlington. So they're going to build like
SoFi Stadium, but in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's going to be like far away. It's like in the suburbs. Like, it's like going to be like 1 hour from Soldier Field. Like, from, and Soldier Field is like in the city center.
Yeah. The history comes to end. Still winning over Texans with 3 points. I mean, it's still a win, but I would not say it's a spectacular win. But Bears take what they can take. So, especially after losing to Packers. That's refreshing. Texans still suck. 0-2-1. They have a tie in the beginning of the season. Next game, and that's game that makes Steph happy. It's Titans Raiders 24-22. And Raiders are the only team in NFL who are 0-3.
Which is so funny. I love it so much.
It's surprising, but they are cursed by the Lions curse, almost like it. I don't know. I feel like the Raiders are way worse than I thought they would be.
What Josh McDaniels doing there?
I don't know.
Why?
Well, he wasn't exactly the best the last years in the for the Patriots, so he just transferred over to the Raiders.
That's, I mean,
but then again, I'd rather be stuck with Josh McDaniels than Matt Patricia. So
true that.
I would trade him in a heartbeat. So yeah, but yeah, and you know, well, I was the only one who picked Titans. I have a feeling like Raiders is going to struggle now going forward.
Yeah.
I think when they fell to 0-3, I feel like they are going to continue to struggle a lot.
Derek Carr and...
Yeah, but Derek Carr isn't like... Adams. Derek Carr isn't the best quarterback in his division.
He's
just an average quarterback.
Devonta Adams called him Hall of Famer, so...
No,
he's not. He is not a Hall of Famer. He's never been a Hall of Famer.
And he never will be a Hall of Famer.
No.
I'm pretty sure. If he... No, I would be very surprised. He's a Hall of Famer.
We just... Can we tell NFL never put him there? Please, don't. No, seriously, we don't
need... But no, he can't go in there.
He can't go in there.
That would be very strange. I mean,
just imagine, like, Tom Brady is Hall of Famer and then Derek Carr is Hall of Famer.
Worse. that... No.
That is the worst. Like, what if they retire at the same time and get into the Hall of Fame at the same time? That's going to be, like, I feel like when Tom Brady finally retires, which hopefully is after the season, then I feel like, I don't think anyone that can go at the same time as Tom Brady.
That's only people. Sorry, only Tom Brady and his family, except his wife.
No, he doesn't have a family.
Yeah, his wife just somewhere. He just looks weird and his wife is somewhere else. But speaking of Titans, Derrick Henry is back.
Yes.
Finally. Whoever has him in fantasy just rejoiced.
But like I think, but Derrick Henry was the same last year. Do you remember like the first year he had so many points and he was like this prized element that no team could like cover.
Yeah.
But then this in his last season, more people were like had double coverage on him and they were like containing him a lot better. And this year it seems like, I don't know what happened to him, but I think teams do know his playing style a little better, even better. And then I don't know, something happened to him too. So I don't think he will have like very productive season as you have seen. Like, I don't think he will ever have that when he broke through again, ever.
On the other hand, as we figured out, Ryan Tannehill doesn't know how to throw again.
Yeah, true.
So I think they're gonna run more than they ran like in first two games because it's
yeah,
it's-
and also like I think Taylor Lavon is out, so I think they're, yeah, I don't know. I think they're struggling on the O line too, probably now.
They just suck because they went from contenders to suck majorly, just like Bengals did. And you know what? That's because O-line matters. Public
service. O-line matters.
O-line matters. Says Steph, who's
painfully aware that O-line matters.
You know who's also painfully aware that O-line matters? Literally Justin Herbert. Very painfully aware.
Because literally painful.
Very literally. But you can see it. You can see that Raiders' defense cannot do shit either.
No.
So it's like both on both sides.
But I also think, like, isn't Raiders' O-line also, like, they used to have, like, Trent Brown and Richie Incognito. Who did they replace them with? Like, I can't even remember who they replaced those two with.
They traded Alex Lazar.
Don't they have who's their D-line?
Crosby.
Yeah, Crosby is good. But Crosby, I like Crosby.
Okay, yeah, that's
him,
the one that
I like him.
Raiders O-line is ranked 25th in the 2022 NFL.
Yeah.
That's not so good.
That's not so good. Do you remember like a few years ago, like Gruden? He invested a lot of money in that O-line.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're 25th. That's not good.
I mean, they have pretty average O-line and Derek Carr is not best. Oh, Browns have the first.
What?
First rank. I mean, yes, because it consists of fucking pro bowlers. All of them. Chicago Bears. It's not even
Chicago Bears has been struggling with their O-line for years.
Bengals are 15th. Seriously.
I don't feel that's correct.
I don't feel that.
No.
But what is about
Chargers? That will be the biggest drop.
Chargers is 7.
Yeah, Chargers 7. Packers, Patriots. Patriots 17s.
Their O-line is an issue.
And Titans. I cannot see shit. 28s. So it explains why Titans suck. But still, they won against Raiders. But for Raiders, good for Titans. Good for you. Fuck you. But the next game. Colts upsetting fucking Chiefs.
Oh, I love it.
I am not mad at it. Absolutely not.
Very surprising, but I approve.
Colts now have 1-1-1. I actually have never seen that. Like in the first three games that you have, have a loss and you have a win.
It's funny.
It's funny. It's fucking funny. But also winning against Chiefs after being pulled out by Jaguars.
Which is insane.
Which
is- I mean, that's the most impressive comeback
ever. Like, it's fucking shit.
And it's embarrassing for the Chiefs. I feel like that's embarrassing.
That's something else. Because Chiefs were pretty sure it's gonna win, right? Oh, Rams, of course, have one defensive line. But if you look at Colts, they're 11th, so it's not that bad, actually. I mean, I would...
No, but didn't he get sacked a lot of times?
Yeah.
Which is also fun.
Yeah.
I love it when someone...
gets stupid
sacks Mahomes. Yeah, it's just
I mean, he had very funny,
and it takes a lot of effort to sack that ass.
Yeah, but that's exactly why it's fun to watch him being sacked,
because
he falls down like a huge pillow or like a
huge pillow.
I love it.
He always lands soft because he lands.
Yeah, well, yeah, he has a lot of padding on his ass.
Everywhere. Like natural padding, not natural padding. Perks of heaven of being fluffy. And Patrick Mahomes is fluffy, let's be honest. Even Mac Jones not fluffy anymore.
No, he's so skinny now.
Yeah, that's why he...
That's why he got injured.
Yeah, he has weak ankles.
So
but we're not doctors either, so we shouldn't talk about it.
Oh my god. Bill Belichick.
He's literally my hero. It's so funny.
Yeah. Day to day. But we get it back to because I have a couple of questions for you, Maria, about that.
You do.
Of course. Thanks Colts, you gave us a present. It's like Christmas came early this year. I like when it's humiliation all over, especially last minutes of these games. The third game is amazing. So next game is very sad. It's very
sad.
It's incredibly sad. It's Bills versus Dolphins, and Dolphins won. The game is very close, 21-19. Both teams sucked balls, literally. The game was insane.
Yeah.
The only thing that is good from this game is a butt pump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Butt pump is a history. It should be hung in Louvre, if you ask me.
It's amazing.
And as a person who got a kick in her ass, I can tell you that it hurts. It's been
seriously, that he was raped by that ball.
Yes. Like when I been kicked, not professional kicker, it hurt like fucking hell. But I mean, if professional punter kicks like in
if you were kicked, then you would have to give birth to that ball.
I mean, the dude's probably be able to have children after that, because that ball could actually stick in his ass.
He was raped by that ball.
But whoever thought it's a good idea to punt from your own
end? It's not a good idea. And it's so close also. It's like so tight.
Like his ass. It's very tight right now. But Josh Allen he threw for 400 yards.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Let's be real.
It's still Josh Allen.
Yes. I mean, he wasn't he kind of got a little bit disturbed in the second half of the game. It's in my opinion. Apparently, Dolphins defensive coordinator knows something. And
I mean, he threw the ball 63 times. Does it say 63 times?
There is nobody except him again.
Jesus Christ.
He rushed also for 47 yards. Not only he threw for 400 yards, he also rushed for 47.
Yeah.
Which tells you a bit about who's actually carrying the whole Bills offense on his show. It's good for
but me. I think like for Miami, like Miami has invested heavily in their personnel for years.
Yeah.
And I think now we're seeing it like come to an end, like where it's basically, if they don't succeed with this, they'll never succeed. And fortunately for them, they succeed. And I don't know, Tua, I like him now. He's good.
But here goes the jingle, Concussion Police. Let's be honest, it's fucking problematic.
Seriously had a concussion. Like,
yeah, but they're doing an investigation of it too.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely.
Because that is, they cheated. Like, they cheated to get him out of that concussion protocol, which is very problematic, even though he finished the game and it didn't look like he had any problems afterwards.
No, well,
like, just looking at that,
he's gonna be he's gonna be, what's his name again, I don't know, what's his name,
Mike McDaniel,
the crazy one.
Which one are you talking about? Antonio Brown, or are you talking about one of the many people who have ended up?
I'm talking about the latest crazy person, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, who also has CT. But I mean,
but do you think
everyone who saw that clip, you cannot fool anyone and say that he has a back injury. Like, really?
Very interested in seeing, like, what that investigation, how that's going to turn out. Because they're probably going to cover it anyway.
Yeah, probably nothing, just because the whole thing is a bit corrupt. But at least they're launching an investigation. But I feel like they kind of had to, because everyone saw the video.
Very clear.
And
yeah,
it was everywhere afterwards, and people were like, how is it possible that this is not a concussion, and how can you say that he did not have a concussion after this? Like, everyone saw him stumble and just, like, shake his head, like, the first thing he did after landing. Like, everyone has seen the landing. It's such an obvious whiplash, and the first thing he does is, like, touch his head, shake his head. Really? That's not your back.
No, but it was his back.
He didn't even, I mean, if he had at least hold his arm to his back or something, then I could maybe buy it. He only attended to his head the whole time.
Booty don't lie. Okay, next time I get a concussion, so I just tell you that it's my back.
But I have a question. Do you think Tua plays good because now he's married and he was probably a virgin and now he's finally having sex?
Haven't
you seen it?
No. That's a good...
Yeah, because somebody figured this out. I saw them at the something, like at the, what's it called? Like King Husa, like
courthouse.
And then to get married. And then somebody commented on it in a press, when they were doing interviews. And he was so mad. He was really mad about it because he wanted to keep his private life private and he did not want to talk about it.
Wow.
He got married.
I'm sorry, but your private life is not going to be private.
Yeah, I know.
An
so
NFL
like,
player.
What the fuck? It kind of is like, and he's not even like, if he was someone on special teams, I understand it, but like, you're the fucking quarterback of NFL franchise.
People are going to know.
People are going to know, and people are going to be invested in this.
Okay, he did not want us to know that now he has sex, okay?
Well, I don't know if he's religious and doesn't have sex before marriage, but I feel like he's...
Nobody fucks. Shame. Don't. We don't mention sex in this podcast because it's a bad thing. But yeah, I think it's a conspiracy theory. It's pretty cool. Now he gets his frustration out and plays well. His concentration.
He gets his release.
His release. You're horrible. You're so...
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No. So, Tua had concussion. We know it.
Definitely.
100%. We know it. Butt punt hurts. We also know it. I can, you know, confess. And then Tua has sex. We also know it. So, that's three highlights from this.
And is Dolphins the only team that's 3-0?
No, Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Okay. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with this
season? Yes, I know.
It's so weird.
Two bad teams made me sad because Vikings won over Lions 28-24. Lions, back to basic Lions. We cannot finish again.
So close.
But I think it was because St. Brown got shaken. He wasn't the same after he got tackled or fell or something happened. So he was like, his production fell dramatically. And DeAndre Swift also out. So... that's the only reason. I choose to believe those were two factors that made Lions lose to fucking Vikings. You don't lose to Kirk Cousins. Packers asking for a friend. Vikings won again. I mean, it was kind of entertaining game. I have to admit that fucking Vikings were entertaining. Thank you. Also, Dalvin Cook finally woke fucking up, scored me points, and then injured in the last quarter. Bro, why can't I have good things in my life? Seriously, I need some. So next week, I'm going to suck again. Thanks, God. That's my... I cannot believe I'm ranting about Vikings. Seriously. Anyway, Lions. Go Lions. Still go Lions. Next game, which I like to go because Ravens over Patriots, 37-26. It was pretty also entertaining game, I have to say. Jackson, thank you for 5 touchdowns. I love it. And I like this stat here. Mac Jones, 22 out of 32, 320 yards, 3 interceptions. Like,
told you, he's seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
And he threw, like, basically every time it was Parker finally woke the fuck up, Aguilar woke the fuck up, but all those interceptions was targeted to Parker.
I'm sorry, but Aguilar did not wake the fuck up because he was on my fantasy team and it didn't give me any points.
Yeah, but have you seen him compared to, like, what before he used to have minus points? So, yes, he did wake up somewhat, woke up. He's, like, at least snoozing.
You bet. It was pretty entertaining game. And at some point in time, I was like, yeah, are Ravens going to lose when, like, Patriots picked up?
Yeah, they picked up, but it was too late. And then, like, whenever they were, like, their way to, like, because they, like, every single time, like, threw, like, a really long and nice ball and they caught it and they were, like, in the, like, red zone almost. And then what do you do in the next drive? You throw an interception. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Of course. Why not?
But now he has an ankle sprain or something, but I'm not a doctor, so I can't comment really on that. But cries like a crybaby, and it's like,
yeah,
please, why he cries like
this? Of him was not, but what I was kind of impressed with was the fact that he didn't stay on the ground, he just like
what
jumped,
I was impressed with was that he jumped out of his own one leg. It was like, what the fuck are you doing?
With such a speed, he jumped up and then like just went off the field, just like jumping on his one good leg.
That's when he gets.
It was so strange.
The reason why he got skinny is he's been doing a lot of agility training for the ladder. And he's been jumping on one leg basically the whole time. So that's when I told you guys today, it was like this is what Mac Jones has been doing, because he was very quick at doing that. No, but I don't know. So it's Ryan Hoyer time, I guess.
I mean, also the question is, like, the drama is that Mac Jones wants second opinion because he doesn't want to be pushed by Patriots to return in 4 weeks. He wants to return in 6 weeks. Why Patriots would push him to do that?
I just told you. It's Brian Hoyer time.
It's Brian Hoyer time.
If that's not an explanation enough, I don't know what to tell you.
You need to sign. Also, regarding the rumors about Cam Newton, tell me. What the fuck?
No, I don't know. I fell into some weird stuff on the internet. So... I was like,
you fell into a hole.
I fell into a black hole, and then it was like, is this what we're talking about?
It's pretty popular theory on Twitter, though. Like,
oh, that's where I fell in the hole. I find this information. Of course, it's on Twitter.
I mean, if Bill bring in Cam Newton back, then you can be sure 100% that he has dementia.
But then again, Cam at least can run with the ball, because it's not exactly like you can throw to any of those other players there. So
there is nobody to throw. There is one-legged quarterback, basically. You can put him just, you know, like one-legged quarterback. Why not?
But then why not? Like, if Cam comes back, I can pick up my hat again.
I mean, you can pick it up.
Only good thing.
Only good. I mean, I wouldn't mind, because if this season can get crazier, then bring Cam Newton back. Bring Cam Newton. Sign Antonio Brown.
Oh, God, no.
No, thank you.
Bring them both back and enjoy. And it's like now kiss.
But we're still missing OBJ.
Yeah, but he... Yeah. No problem.
Will anyone sign OBJ?
I think his contract demands are too high for most teams that he wants to go to, I think.
Which is very funny. Like, I mean...
The level of self-confidence on that man is astonishing.
I mean, he's a man. What do you expect from him?
Well, I just feel like that's just a way of being Antonio Brown again.
Yeah, but I feel like
it's exactly what he did.
Career, yeah, and yeah, he's ruining his career, and like I don't understand. Like nobody wants him. Nobody wants to touch him, and he's like used to be like so hyped up. I still remember the contract when he signed that he walked away from like a few weeks later. But like when Giants gave him that huge contract, and it was like so shocking, like that he got so much and that he finally got paid, and then like all of that. And ever since though he got that money, he's been like on a downward spiral.
Yeah,
I don't feel like he's been like he's making very weird decisions after he got paid the first time, like a lot. So I now he's like, okay, now I'm just not gonna play until somebody pays me, but nobody can afford to pay you that much.
And then at some point someone won't pay you that much because you haven't paid a lady in a while.
I know. So it's crazy stupid. For me, like he has. And also like OBJ, you're getting older, like people are coming up from like younger people, and like there's gonna be new stars, and soon you can't live on like what you've done in the past. You have to like continue proving that you can still deliver that. And if you don't play anything,
he's not 100% out of rehab yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's probably also factor into this. But then especially like be in a team where he can learn like teams and like all of those things. But no, I don't understand. Like,
he only wants to go to either Rams or Bills or any other like top team
because he wants to win another ring.
Yeah,
I mean, he also wants to play with Brady.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Yeah, because, I think so. You've said that so many times. He was like on his way to the Patriots, but Patriots didn't want to pay him that last season of Brady and the Patriots.
I mean, of course,
Bill didn't want to pay him.
I mean, if he would be healthy and would be like Tampa Bay, I think they would sign him right away right now because Brady has nobody.
Yeah, but do they have the cap space? Sign it with the money?
Not anymore, I think.
I don't think so. So that's why. That's
not everybody.
Yeah, well.
Tom Brady doesn't like them anyway. So.
No, Tom Brady hates his life. For sure.
I mean, that's how everything falls apart. You just had to retire because, you know, that's...
Yeah, he should have just stayed retired.
It's because you don't make me cry and then do your things. Then you quit.
This is not going to be a good thing for him.
Don't make me cry. I'll ruin your life, basically. So, yeah. But I think for OBJ's ego, playing with Tom Brady would be like super, super boost. He's going to be like, I'm a God level, you know, wide receiver. Something like, finally, somebody good thrown to me, I can fulfill my potential. But bro, you're 30 years old. You wanna be slot, like slot only, or
yeah,
something like, you know, short route.
He can't live on his one hand catch forever. Like there are other amazing one hand catches now. So
that happened to Steelers.
Yes.
Exactly. But he's marketable. He looks fine. He's funny. Girls love him. He's now a dad. He likes his whatever the child gender is. You know, perfect.
The child gender is.
I don't know what it is. I mean, oh boy, whatever.
He is a good receiver. Like, but he needs the connection with the quarterback.
Or he just needs to work on that.
Yeah, that and not be too.
Yeah, but I feel like he's too self-centered.
He's very self-centered.
I don't think like that works a lot of places, and especially when you see these young quarterbacks having a lot of chemistry with other young receivers.
Yeah.
So I don't think he can go to any place with a young quarterback. I think he has to go somewhere with an older quarterback that has his history, because I don't think like I doubt that like the younger quarterbacks are that impressed by OBJ, because like they remember that one hand catch and pretty much nothing else about him. Probably, I don't know.
Yeah,
I tell him he has to go. He has to go to Panthers to his old buddy Baker Mayfield.
Ew.
So
oh, that's gonna be
I think not.
Second time
I think not.
But at least somebody gonna catch something. At least Baker Mayfield knows how to throw to OBJ. That's the only thing he knows apparently right now. Bengals Jets 27-12. It soothes my soul. Thank you, Joe Burrow, for winning that one. 27-12. Bad sliding, Joe.
Very bad.
Very bad sliding. You just broke everything in your body. Don't. Jets back to Jets, basically. That's horrible. Being horrible, doing absolutely nothing. When I saw how Bengals offended defensive line behaves, I was horrified. It's, it is, I don't even know. What's defensive rankings for Jets? They are 24th on defensive line. And what they did to Bengals offensive line is criminal. Like, it's punishable by law. It should be. I don't know how they made 27 points out of it, because most of the game I was pretty much worried about Joe Burrow, honestly. I don't know.
We're always worried most of the games.
Yes, because again and again and again, they just throw him under the bus, literally.
Yeah.
And if you throw somebody under the bus that called Jets, you suck. You're bad at your job. Get the fuck out of your job. Get fired, because I don't know. I have no idea. It's fucking Jets. I mean, you know, Bengals and Jets both have 1-2 record. And one went to Super Bowl and another one won. Got all the first round picks, like first round picks. Let's be honest, it's ridiculous. Joe Flacco, 2 interceptions. I like. Thank you, Joe. Zach Wilson starting. So
it will be interesting to see.
Probably in 4 weeks that he was absent, he fucked his mom's best friend. I don't know. I cannot confirm nor deny, but I cannot exclude the possibility. So, but I don't think Bengals gonna fare well. On the other hand, Carson Wentz sucked again. I like it. We all like it. Eagles
except
over
me. Except me.
Why?
Because I had him on my fantasy team, obviously.
Eagles 28-8.
So bad.
Explain.
Like really, Eagles. I did not expect them to win with this much. Okay, so I was very unsure before this round if I had to bench Justin Herbert or not, because he was a game day decision. And the Chargers game started later than what I had on the bench, which was Wentz. And so I had to make the decision before I knew if Herb was going to play or not. And then I just had to go with Wentz. And he actually has a lot of points in his previous two games. So it wasn't like a very bad pick, but he didn't do shit.
He couldn't do shit.
I mean, he weren't able to do absolutely nothing.
Absolutely. No, it was painful to watch.
It was horrible. So bad.
What do you expect from Carson Wentz?
Actually, I expected more.
Actually, so yeah. My tweet 6 years ago, I wrote, Carson Wentz is legit.
I mean, I realize now that the two other teams that Commanders have met are Jaguars and Lions. So I shouldn't really have put too much faith in him, considering those were the two games. But I panicked again.
But did Herbert get more points or not?
Yes.
Yes, how
Justin Herbert got 12. Yes. Justin Herbert got 12 and points.
Wentz?
And Wentz got 8.
I mean, it's 8. Not bad point. Per se. I mean, Lamar Jackson got me 38, but you know how it goes.
I mean, I wouldn't have won. I wouldn't have won anyway. It would have been even hard. I mean, it would have been even worse, because then it would have been 1 point that I didn't win with. So I'd rather lose with like 6 points than 1.
I'd rather lose. So noble of you. So noble. Yeah. But I'm glad that Commander sack. But Eagles are 3-0, so it's also impressive. Like,
yeah, okay. I'm very impressed by the Eagles.
I'm surprised.
Actually. No, I'm not. I'm actually surprised because for some reason, like, I a lot of like for the season, like Eagles are going to be a contender this year. I was like, what the fuck have you been smoking your socks? and then all of a sudden now I've seen them 3 games and it's like, maybe they were right. They have obviously followed the Eagles a little bit better than I do. But yeah.
Yeah, but we also need to remember who they've played.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, we'll see. But I mean, Dolphins are, I hate to say it, they are legit.
Dolphins have played like hard.
Dolphins, yeah. I can be on board with, but Eagles, yeah. Not sure yet. This is we've seen this previously.
Yeah. Previously on RuPaul Drag Race. We'll see, because next week Eagles play Jaguars. So, but Saints Panthers won over Saints. Saints are a disaster. I mean,
really truly a disaster.
I mean, Baker Mayfield did not do much, because most like it was D-line touchdown by Panthers. You know, all those things. But still, you're losing like your Saints. You're losing to Panthers, who lost to everybody essentially under Baker Mayfield, who's like, you can see it on his face how sad he is, how demotivated he is, and motivated. And then Jameis Winston is just a disaster right now. When I see Saints, they look chaotic. Absolutely, absolute house. Like, Alvin Kamara plays badly, injury-wise. Jameis Winston injured. Mike Thomas right now...
also questionable
again.
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry, is he out or questionable? I don't know, but he also injured. So basically nobody on this team except probably defense is fine. So
yeah,
like, you just, I think you take, you know, like a year off, Saints, get well, fix your quarterback situation.
Vandre is also questionable.
Are, like, low odds that he's going to play anyway. Christian McCaffrey, though, it's 3 weeks and he's still playing.
Wow. He's not injured.
He's not injured.
I'll just give him time. It'll happen.
I mean, we can bet. It's a bad bet. I know. It's a very bad bet. But we can bet every week on Christian McCaffrey going, staying healthy. And now to the game that is actually entertaining, and I'll have to... hear about it more, because Jaguars scored 38 points against Chargers 10, and as Twitter says, it was a battle of perfect hair on both sides. And
so much hair
everywhere. So please, the mic is yours, and it's a mental health intervention for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so I knew that the beginning of this game already, that they didn't have a good starting point. Obviously, Herb's injury and the fact that it was a game day decision, and he is not okay. And then Corey Linsley being out, which is just such an important player at center, and Keenan Allen also being out. And then a couple of, like, other small minor injuries where people are, like, halfway there. And it was very visible that Justin Herbert was struggling. Like, he was in visible pain at times of the game. And I feel like it would have actually been better if he didn't play and he just skipped this one game. And he would have probably recovered better if he didn't play. Because he is such a like one of those quarterbacks that keeps going out of the pocket and are able to move around, and he didn't move. He stayed in the pocket, and with his reliable O-line not being there, the pocket closed so fast. And it was just bad. And he just had to get rid of the ball. And yeah, and this also ended up, since the O-line needed to do such a big job, with the fact that now we have another serious injury on Slater, in-game injury, which was devastating. Like, it really made the O-line fall apart. Like, it was not good. Storm Norton is not as good as Rashawn Slater.
I mean, get your doctor, let him, like, inject something in his torn bite, let him out back. I mean, Justin Herbert already playing half, like, you know, alive, so, I mean.
Yeah, but Slater is out with bicep, and he's going to be out for, I think, the rest of the season, which is super sad. It's super, super sad. He's a second year O-line, and he's so good, and he's been such an important player, so that was a tough blow. And then Joey Bosa also with his groin injury, which is also a 4 week, he's on injury reserve. And so this is just very typical. Chargers used to be this team that had, like, the highest injury list. And now I feel like this is where we're going again this season. They're going to be destroyed by all of their injuries, because JC Jackson has been injured since training camp, and he is invisible. Seriously, I haven't
what
seen
did
him
I tell
in,
you? What did
I haven't
I
seen him
you?
In any of the games, and he has an ankle
you?
Injury, so he's only partially in practice. And I feel like the whole defense this game was Derwin James, which is
because he was
just an amazing player. Like, he is everywhere. He's everywhere on the field. And then Drew Tranquil also did a good job. And yeah, there were a lot of things that didn't work. And at the end, the defense just gave up. They just totally collapsed.
Lack of discipline, I think.
And also there's one thing that kind of actually impressed me. I will give some credit to Trevor Lawrence, because
no.
I know. I know it's hard for you to year. But really, he didn't get scared at all. Like, he was so unaffected by the D-line. And he kept his cool, which I don't think I've seen before. I feel like he had a very good game, unfortunately.
You can see, like, in that game, he was, I think that's the first game we actually seen like why he was picked. When
I think so too. This was a good game.
And he had this like calmness over him that was very impressive.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, and he did his job. Like, he mixed it up. He pretty much threw like swing passes, and then he threw long passes, and then he was like, I don't know, he just had a great game.
Yeah.
Okay, we've seen him, we've seen how he was supposed to be and stuff like that. Can we get Urban Meyer back?
No, thank you.
No,
we don't want that for my boy.
I don't like Jaguars winning, all right? I don't like Jaguars winning. So, please.
Do like Trevor winning.
Yeah.
And yeah. Also, question to you, Steph. What the fuck is athletic people who are supposed to prevent injuries, what they are doing? Is there anyone on Chargers team that actually works?
I apparently not, but...
Because if the only person who takes care of injury prevention is the doctors at Taylor doing right now, then you're fucked, and it explains a lot. Explains a lot why everybody gets injured right away.
Yeah,
apparently does not work. So I don't know, because when I've seen the videos of Herbert being sacked or tackled, it just, you know, like everything in my body hurts.
Yeah, but you also know that Justin Herbert doesn't mind being tackled. Like,
yeah, but does he mind being tackled on his broken rib?
Now he does. Yes.
You know, it kind of hurts, just say it.
And he was also, he threw way more incompletions than he usually does. And he only had one touchdown the whole game.
He didn't one have touchdown. His full power
no.
in his arm because it's hurting him. Yeah, as you said, yeah. It's very visible.
Bad. Thankfully, his one touchdown was to Mike Williams, but that was the only time Mike Williams touched the ball the whole game. But that the Jaguars defense did actually do their job.
They were good.
They were good, and they managed to make it very hard for Justin Herbert to throw to Williams, because obviously when Keenan Allen is not there, who is the number one receiver, and the bond he and Herb has is very good, but the number two is Williams, and he touched the ball one time. That means that the defense did something right.
I just cannot live with the thought that Jaguars are gonna be fine. I just want them to continue to suck. And I'm very offended the Chargers did not do their job due to injuries. I mean, you're offended too, but you know, I'm just like offended on behalf of every normal person in the room. And it doesn't include Maria for sure. She's in love with Trevor Lawrence. I should post.
No.
Yes, I should post a picture of you as Trevor.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I should post it. Definitely.
No.
It's a gem. No. To the next game where Kyler Murray sucked again. Who could guess? Rams 20 against Cardinals 12. Nothing in Cardinals worked whatsoever.
Played a lot of Call of Duty this week, I guess.
I guess so, because I don't even know. I mean, he threw for 314 yards, and his receiver got 140 yards catching. But can we talk about how useless he was against the Rams and how useless Cardinals defense is? I don't even start on that. It again says, like, the score 22-12 says more about Rams than about Cardinals, because if the reigning Super Bowl champions cannot do much against bad Cardinals defense, and if you see again as the rankings, Cardinals are 26th on defensive line, and I bet on Kyler Murray this week. I'm very disappointed. That little bitch hurt my picks. I mean, I'm taller than he is. I am taller than him.
Little bitch.
I don't know what else to say. Rams suck anyway. Falcons won over Seahawks, 27-23. And Cordero Patterson doing his job, basically. 141 yards, 17 carries, and one touchdown. I don't mind at all. Marcus Mariota can do shit.
Apparently.
And Geno Smith cannot, apparently. Yeah, he threw for two touchdowns, but Seahawks suck so badly. And
I mean, they were...
close.
They were able to, like, they could have won. Or they, yeah, they could have won. And they just didn't.
Can you see this?
What? Christian McCaffrey was not spotted practice. Ah, quad injury. Oh my God. Seriously.
So the streak is over.
We jinxed him.
Fuck. Oh my God. I mean, this man is worse than me. I mean, Seahawks are cursed. They have to fire Pete Carroll and say goodbye forever to general manager. That's my take on Seahawks right now. Because as a CD, Seattle should be offended by this performance.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf should ask for a trade. I think. For his own sake.
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him too.
He's just like a receiver that never been able to be as good as he is.
I mean,
it's sad.
It's sad, but he can switch to play, like, I don't know, linebacker. He's about twice.
I mean, yeah, we've seen him tackle, so.
He's tackling pretty good. He's fast. I mean, he would be a perfect linebacker, actually.
Why it would be very funny if he just switched to defense. Has that ever happened?
I don't know. I mean, in college, yes, but not
anymore. Yeah, but that's college.
But it would be cool. It would be cool. Just imagine him as a linebacker. He not actually a linebacker. He can be an edge.
Be safety.
No, an edge.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, but he's very tall.
He has huge bicep. I mean, excuse me, Max Crosby doesn't have a bicep of DK Metcalf. And
true.
Max Crosby is an edge. DK Metcalf, just, you know, you still can career. And also because he's receiver, he can, you know, intercept the balls.
Yeah.
So I see it's a win-win situation for Seahawks. You don't waste a good receiver. You just convert him to linebacker. I mean, the leg got, like, Bobby Wagner is gone, so you need to replace him, obviously. But anyway, it's a game of bare minimums. Bare minimums. It's Packers winning over Buccaneers 14-12. I watched it. I do not want to watch it again because it was entertaining in the beginning and then it got super boring. And
so boring.
It's really bare minimum. Two men in their 40s just got out, got their jobs done, and went home. Both of them are eccentric old men with broken families. And I like that that meme that was like, whoever loses gets to call their family. So I'm afraid Tom Brady had to call their family, unfortunately. So it was absolutely, you know, absolutely uninspiring game and
uneventful.
But yeah, I'm glad Packers won, but please, can we get something more entertaining?
Probably not
for that
from either of those teams, though.
That's what you get. It's like, you know, like a sex with an old man.
Ew.
Bare minimum. We're done. It might be entertaining in the beginning, but what do I know? All right. See, Russell Wilson won 11 against.
I mean, this game though.
Broncos are bound to have most boring game.
And the fact that Broncos are 2-1, it's just
insane.
Yeah, it's just luck, really. They've had some weird games and very, like, low scoring games, and
I don't know,
this is just stupid. And the whole Garoppolo stepping out of the field,
yeah,
bro, really.
I mean, look at statistics. Broncos won, no touchdown passes, zero.
Nope.
What's Russell Wilson just robbed Denver for $240 million. Bro literally got, he snatched a bag and just left. He forgot to play football, basically. Because it's amazing. It's like the game, it was Texas, right? They played against, it was only field goals. Like, same shit, seriously.
Yeah, he's not been able to do anything.
He absolutely, like, I don't know. I mean, let's see where is his offensive line here. Broncos. I cannot see even there. Do they exist even here? Yeah, 16. Okay, not even very bad, but still. I don't know. That's a game. When I see a game 11-10, it's boring. It's boring. It's like
fucking super boring.
But have you seen Jimmy Garoppolo screaming at Kyle Shanahan, like, your play sucks?
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's funny. That shit is funny. He ain't wrong. Let's be honest, 49ers suck too. And the last game for Steph, who's supporting Cowboys, at least some of your teams won, and it's Cowboys.
Yay!
Look at his statistics. 21 of 31.
21. Yeah.
It's like 215 yards and one touchdown. We love it.
I mean, this again, Cooper Rush is doing a very good job. Dak should be a bit worried, at least.
I would be worried.
I mean, I know that he is like a favorite, but if Cooper Rush keeps on winning the rest of the games.
I don't understand how they can like take it away from him if they keep on winning with him.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, then Dak has to, like, I don't understand. Like, Dak hasn't like really performed up to a level that I feel like he, except from that they paid him and stuff like that. But I don't feel like Dak has proven that he, if he keeps on winning, no, I don't understand how he can take the job away from him.
I mean, Cooper Rush was an undrafted free agent, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he played,
and he's doing such a good job.
But then, obviously, like, Cooper Rush has worked behind the scenes, and like,
yeah,
and he has taken his chance when he got it. Obviously,
yeah, so that's smart,
it's
boy.
So impressive! It's so impressive, and everyone knows I love that.
Yeah, me too.
But like, not like, if that came back today, I would not give him, like, or maybe not today. Today I would probably give it back, but like, if he keeps on winning like 2-3 more games with Cooper Rush and then Dak gets back, I would not give it back to him.
Yeah, because I think Dak still is out for 2 or 3 more weeks.
Yeah, two.
Two, because yeah. It was
and
4 games.
And if Cooper Rush wins 2 more games,
yeah,
then, like, I don't understand how you can, like, put Dak in straight from an injury. He's not that good.
And then if you put him in and he doesn't win, then
he gets traded to Seahawks.
Oh my God, no.
Then you'll have to like Seahawks.
No.
But I don't know. Cooper Rush just took a decent team. Let's be honest. Decent team. Receiver.
Yeah.
And just made it work for some reason. Probably because Mike McCarthy likes non-quarterbacks that do not run as much. He doesn't know what to do with quarterbacks that run, because Cooper Rush never ran. Like, he doesn't even know how to run. I mean, he knows. But it happens so rarely, especially these days. So Mike McCarthy does not know what to do with Dak, actually. Is there like QB option or QB sneak? And then he get like a white guy, Cooper Rush, who just doing whatever he to do. And yeah, it's not great, but we'll see. I mean, if he wins 2 more games, I'm gonna be fucking impressed. I mean, it's not a big deal to win against Giants, but Giants are 2-1, by the way. And
yep.
But
again, what's impressed me most about Giants is Daniel Jones's ass. Like, I never noticed that before. It was disturbing. I had to look at it 4 times today because I was like, am I seeing this right? And I'm pretty sure it's Photoshop. I can't believe it.
I mean, he obviously squats a lot.
Yes, but can you imagine Daniel Jones squatting anything? Like, I know. No, it's weird.
Not really.
No, exactly. And I was like, is this really him? And now I'm invested. I have to...
You have to Google his
ass. I have to see. Yeah, I have to look at this closer.
No. The one thing I came across while I still remember, because I'm still traumatized by this shit, and I have to tell it on the record. There are fanfics about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And
oh my God.
But why are you searching for all these fanfics? I don't understand the obsession with this.
Because I went just to check, because Steph said, like, is there a Roger Brady fanfics? And I went to check.
That was not me.
Who said
that? Was not me.
Whatever. You were the reason. So you're getting blamed for it. So I went and checked, and instead of like having anything, like, I just wrote like Tom Brady, and I got that fanfic, like Brady Manning. And I was like, I want to unsee that because my eyes started bleeding and I need bleach. And I don't know whether I want to drink this bleach or wash my eyes with it. I mean, I have to go in trouble.
But the obsession you two have with fanfics is an issue. It's a problem.
I mean,
it's disgusting about behavior.
I mean, fanfics about Zeke and Dak are not bad.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. You have to talk about this when you're by yourself.
Yes. I have to check whether there are new ones. But yeah. I'm pretty sure Steph wrote one.
Yes. I have a feeling like the two of you, off season, you're going to start doing this shit. And it's, you know,
I mean,
disturbing.
You grew up on Harry Potter. If you grew up on Harry Potter, you read fanfics. And then you just start lore, and then you never get
it. No, okay. This is not this type of podcast either.
Steph, you should start the podcast where we we're gonna rate fanfics, NFL fanfics.
Move on.
All right, week four. Maria, open your Excel.
Well, it's already open.
Dolphins, Bengals. Tickets are as low as 212 and line is slightly on
Saturday. Oh, yeah. I was like, is this in Florida? Then I wouldn't have paid that much. But no, it's in Cincinnati.
East to a plane. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, I have to go.
Of course.
You already went with Miami. So yeah.
Anyway, Sunday. Vikings, Saints. Tickets are as low as 111. Line is in Miami. Oh, it's on Minnesota. Sorry.
It's the first London game.
Yeah, I think I have to go with Vikings because, like, I don't believe in Saints anymore. Unless
yeah, I'm gonna go with Vikings too.
And it hurts my soul. It hurts my soul.
Yeah. I really would have. I like Saints better than Vikings, but I will have to go with Vikings.
That's offensive.
Sad.
Next game is Browns Falcons. Tickets are as low as 47. Yes. Line is on slightly, very slightly on Cleveland. I go with Browns.
Ugh.
I mean, they don't have Myles Garrett, probably, which I do not condone.
Probably. Do you really think he will play?
I don't think so, but let's talk about...
He flipped his car 5 times for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Fast. Miles, you're my role.
But I thought you told me he was gay. Why does he have, like, a hooker in his front seat?
He has a nice girlfriend who's Turkish, so
he was gay. You're the one who told me he was gay, so I always...
I believe that because he was...
In our mind, everyone is gay, okay? Okay.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, that's true.
I mean, yes, until proven otherwise. Unless you show me your girlfriend and she doesn't look like your bear, so I mean, probably. I go with Browns, I don't know. Steph is trying.
I'm going with Browns. I didn't last time and
they punished.
Yeah, probably they will lose this time.
Commanders, Cowboys. Tickets are as low as 23, divisional game. I go with Cowboys. $23 in Texas, yes.
I go with Cowboys too. They're on a roll.
Cooper Rush is on a roll.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush is Russian. Seahawks, Lions. I like how Maria just like silently gets her picks and doesn't say anything. Just like
here. It's a surprise.
Seahawks, Lions. Tickets are as low as 57. Line is in Detroit. And I believe in Lions. I mean,
me too.
Against Seahawks, seriously.
Yeah.
Also, home field advantage. So
this is the game you can win, people.
Yeah, please do. I beg you. Next game is interesting one. Is Titan Colts. Tickets are as low as 41. Line is on Indy. I don't know. Like, bro, Colts won over Chicago, but lost to Jaguars like 24-0. And then Titans suck a lot. And then...
Yeah, this is... it's a difficult decision, actually.
I think I go with Colts because I believe in Colts more than in Titans, honestly.
But it's so difficult because they have this like 1-1-1 situation going on.
You're horrible. I'm not cutting it out. I'm not cutting it. Okay? I live in it.
Oh my god.
Both of you are horrible.
What did I do?
Not in general. Never mind.
Just in general.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Colts, I guess. Just because they won last game and I don't know.
Okay, Bears, Giants. What? I just moving out. What did you do while I was zoning out? Seriously. Whatever. I don't care. I'm sleeping already. Bears, Giants. Tickets are as low as 60. Line is on Giants. I go in with Daniel S. S. Jones. I don't think Bears will
be. Yeah, I'm gonna also go with Giants just because Bears haven't won away games yet. They've only won in their shitty field. So
Maria?
I'm going with Bears.
I know. Next game is an interesting one. Jaguars Eagles. Tickets are as low as 113. Line is on Philly. Do we believe the line?
Yes.
We do believe the line. Yeah. I also think we believe the line, so I will believe the line. Because I cannot go with Jaguars. And I know that Maria is going with Jaguars. So Maria?
I'm going with Eagles.
What? That's the second week in a row that you're going against Trevor Lawrence.
Because she wants to like win. She wants to jinx Eagles, so her baby brother.
Baby Trevor.
Yes. It sounds perverty, baby Trevor. I don't want to.
No, talk. if I ever have a son, I will call him Trevor.
Okay. So cute.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Take it back.
I'm not cutting it. I also put the record.
Taking it back. That's the
thing I'm going to write a fanfic about. You.
Oh my God.
You name it. It's on Trevor. So basically, wait for it. Jets Steelers. Tickets are as low as 88. Line is on Pittsburgh. Do we believe the line? It's also a quite complicated game, if you ask me. Given the Steelers 1-2, Jets 1-2.
Yeah, I'm just gonna... No, because Zach Wilson is back.
And what? What does it change in Jets?
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know.
You have to check whether Garrett Wilson is playing, because he was injured last game. And if he's playing, then it's gonna be kind of fine. If he's not, then Steelers.
I'm gonna go with Jets just to pick something, I also go I guess.
Jets because I cannot go with Steelers, so... It hurts my soul. My soul is dead.
This is the second week you picked Jets, by the way.
Why did you have to remind me of that? Remember, I told you you're horrible. That's why. Next game is going to be pretty interesting, though. Bills Ravens, tickets are as low as 74. Line is in Buffalo. My God, that's going to be interesting.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I'm going to go with... I think Buffalo has to bounce back, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think they will accept... Like, I don't think Josh Allen is very pleased with that loss in Miami, so I definitely think they're going to bounce back.
So Buffalo for me too. Next game is extremely entertaining. It's going to be amazing. It's Chargers versus Texans.
It's going to be so boring.
I am already dreading this game.
Tickets are as low as 24. Keenan Allen.
Does Herbert practice now?
No, but I think he was limited, not like totally not practicing.
Do I believe in David Mills more than I believe in Justin Herbert?
Wow, it's so hurtful that this is a discussion.
Well, it's an injured Herbert.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is the only reason.
And then, yeah, and injured Herbert is not a very good Herbert. Like, honestly, like, nobody's very good when they're injured, and he was spectacularly not good.
Yeah, but, I mean, oh, I can't really have them losing to Jaguars and Texans 2 weeks in a row.
No, you know what? I'm going with Chargers, because Texans' defensive line is suited first, so.
Yeah.
I mean, at least your offensive line should be able to handle Texans.
I hope so.
Otherwise, it's going to be just... And it's like 29 offensive lines. So, oh, man. I'll give Chargers my vote this week to console you. Have my support. Maria, who are you going with?
Houston.
Have you heard this stuff?
I'm ignoring it.
The next game
I went with Chargers last week, and look what they did.
Yeah, you did.
Next game is also very entertaining, extremely entertaining, and it's going to be Cardinals versus Panthers. No. As low as $16, and I understand why nobody wants to
watch. I mean, the fact that they're even playing those games. I mean, I know there's a difference between North Carolina and like Florida, but is it safe?
I don't know, but line on Carolina, which is surprising.
It's a home game.
Yeah, it's a home game, but tickets are as low as 16, basically.
Yeah, but no one wants to be outside.
No one wants to be outside, indeed. I think I go with Cardinals, though. I give Kyler Murray one more chance. I've given him too many chances. This little bitch lets me down every time. What are you going with?
I am going with Panthers.
Ooh, Baker Mayfield, fun girl.
No, I'm going with Panthers.
Marie is not going with Panthers because Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Next game.
No, I'm going with Panthers.
I wow. Saw
Panthers last week.
Have you checked your eyes or something?
I went with Panthers last week. They didn't disappoint me. Sorry.
Yeah, they're
finally.
You. Okay.
Are you going with Cardinals?
Yeah.
But Tua actually says questionable.
Yeah, but I've heard that he's probably going to play. But yeah.
He's going to play for sure. If he's questionable still, he's going to play.
Aren't we all questionable here? Patriots Packers. Tickets are as low as 123. Line is on Green Bay. Yes, I do agree with this line. -5. Yeah, Packers, of course. I mean,
yeah, I will choose Packers too.
Fuckless Patriots. I mean, Brian Hoyer, seriously. Maria probably gonna go with Packers too. So anyway, Broncos Raiders, tickets are as low as 184. I mean, this game,
Raiders might win because Raiders
they should.
Yeah, and Raiders haven't played. I mean, they've played better teams than Broncos, I think, so far this season.
I mean, have you seen the last Broncos score? 11.
Yeah.
49ers, 11-10, seriously.
And Raiders have actually scored a lot of points. They just haven't won.
So Raiders...
So, me too. And also, they need to win this game because...
No, and also,
it's
like,
better Broncos for Chargers.
So bad. They have very bad coaching and play calling, and it's, like, so bad. Very uninspired, and, like, seriously, they have to win at some point.
They have to win now, because if they lose to Broncos...
And they, like, not, like... If you don't, like, take into consideration, like, Derek Carr, if you eliminate him and then look at the offenses, if you eliminate the quarterbacks, I believe that Raiders has a better offense than Broncos, like, in general. And the quarterbacks, like, I don't know. I don't really like Russell Wilson, so. I never have, so. I feel like he's a very creepy person.
I mean, he looks like... Have you seen his Subway commercial?
Yes, I don't know. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. He's the most uninspiring person ever. Okay, Chiefs Buccaneers. Tickets are as low as 122. Line is even. Bro, you lost to...
Wow.
Packers, 12. I mean, Chiefs are not gonna be happy with their loss to fucking Colts. So I go with Chiefs. Kansas. For me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Chiefs too, just because Bucks haven't been doing so well.
Absolutely not.
But are they playing this game in Tampa?
Yeah, in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay, they're not playing in Tampa.
Yeah, or what I read earlier today is that they're like still planning on playing it in Tampa, but if it's not, if they're gonna make a decision tomorrow, I think, if it's going to be in Minnesota. So they're gonna go to Minnesota and play it there.
It's cool to have like London games. Suddenly you have disposable stadium, so
well, you will have like every other stadium like available, so
except for SoFi,
and MetLife,
Okay. And the last game is Rams. No, wait, Steph, did you choose anyone?
Chiefs,
Maria, Chiefs. Yeah.
No, I'm choosing Tom Brady,
of course. That's about it.
Do you think that Tom, like, you were telling me, like, of course he's gonna bounce back, but do you think Tom Brady won't bounce back after losing?
He has no one. He has Cole Beasley right now, for fuck's sake.
No, he will get Evans back.
But still, no, I refuse. No, I refuse to go with Bucks as long as they have fucking Cole Beasley, seriously. Bro.
That's fine. I can go with them by myself.
And as the last game, Rams 49ers, tickets are as low as $58. Line is on San Francisco because apparently home game. But yeah, I go with Rams.
I'm going to go with San Francisco just to pick at least one game that's not the same as you.
Rude.
No. I mean, if I'm going to do anything with the picks that I'm behind, then I need to choose something else.
You know, if
you have identical together this time.
Yeah, so we need at least one.
Surprise.
What the fuck is this? And I basically picked the opposite of
So either you're gonna go ahead and win all of your picks again.
And we're gonna hate you again.
And yeah.
Yeah. All right, that was it. That was a great episode, if you ask me. And thank you for being with us. I'm very, very excited about Chargers games, though. So keep us posted, Steph.
You know I will. This week it's actually a 7 game and not a late window, so I am very thankful.
Yeah, and Maria and I probably gonna watch the same game basically. Good. Thank you for being with us, and see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.